Okay, now we have a short introduction of the Jose working group. It's working on the mechanism we can use, we want to use for information redistribution, basically.
I'm disappointed. Couldn't you get him a Chianti Classico? My name is Jim Schad. I'm a security person. August Cellars is actually the name of my winery, so anyone who wants to go out and visit the winery page, it's www.augustcellars.com. Okay, next slide. The Jose Working Group just got started up. I'm going to have to actually read my slides as I go along here because I don't remember all of what I put on them anymore. Basically, it's chartered to produce four documents. Those documents are, first of all, a method to apply an integrity protection on a Jose object that could either be a digital signature or a MAC computation, a message authentication code computation of some type. We also are going to provide for a way of doing encryption. We will then actually independently create a document for defining algorithms so that we can add, change, and update the algorithms without updating the base specification. We hope this will actually help us advance to standards in a much more easy way, since we don't have to change that base specification every time we change algorithms. And that will also hold the must implement recommendations, which are probably going to change faster than anything else. And we also are defining a way of actually describing public keys right now. There is a question as to whether we should be doing other types of keys than just public keys. These are not certificates, so they are probably not of interest to this group in that they are basically, you go out over an HTTPS link, you pick up this descriptor, and all you have is a key. There's actually no attestation about who owns the key or anything like that. It's just, here's a key description. Next. Right now, we had a presentation over a set of existing documents. The working group basically decided that, yes, these documents are what we're going to start with, so we're going to see a revision of those documents. Hopefully, we will actually manage to beat the first milestone and bring those documents into the working group next month instead of in January. The current goals are we want to try to get it to the ISG midsummer. That may be aggressive for a complete set, but we may be able to do a slightly lesser set, a simpler set that will actually meet that set of goals. Next slide, please. So right now, what a signature looks like from the current documents is something you can actually put in a URL, so something called the URL safe thing. So we basically have the signature header. The signature header describes how the signature was applied, how you should verify the signature. It is Base64 encoded. You then have a dot for separation purposes, so you can distinguish the header from the body. You then have the signature body, that is what you're actually signing. Again, it's Base64 encoded. You then have a dot, then you have the value of the signature that you computed, Base64 encoded. So it's basically three sets of things that are Base64 encoded. They're Base64 encoded with the URL safe version of Base64 so that you can put them in a header separated by dots. So what you're looking at here is an example of what they currently look like. So the current Alto specs basically are assuming a detached body from the main signature that's currently not directly supported but could potentially be profiled in some way. Next slide. So a little bit more information about each of those pieces. Signature header tells you what algorithm used to sign, tells you what key was used to sign. Next. The body. The body is not required to be JSON. The body can be anything at all. It's just JSON is one of those simple things you can put in. Next. The value is the hash. The signature is actually computed over both the headers and the body so that we protect the fact, we protect with what we signed with, we protect the signature algorithm so that that's not an attack point. There currently is nothing to put in additional things like what time you signed it at. It's suspected that right now that those things would go in the body that you're signing, which I don't think is an issue for you guys. Next. Questions? Good, I went fast enough.